哎呀，我们真是从心里相信你是一切问题的答案。所以我们仰望你，借着你的话能够给我们有答案。听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的圣名。阿门。我手里接到几个问题，不过其中只有三个问题跟这个主圣大会的主题有关系。
I received several questions, but only three of them actually had to do with the theme of the conference.
因为时间的缘故，所以我想我们特别去注意这三个问题。
So, because of time, we're just going to concentrate on these three.
那第一个问题呢，其实是江建文的问题，不是我的。
Actually, the first question should be Brother Kong's question, not mine.
因为这是江建文讲道里面的一段。
Because Brother Kong covered this in his message.
那为什么我现在回答呢？因为这位弟兄他说江建文或者陈建文回答都可以。
And because this person wrote, either Brother Kong or Brother Christian can answer this.
所以呢，我就就是我所知道了。来帮助弟兄们一下。
So I will try to help brothers and sisters.
他这里说，我怎么知道确认我们已经被被主破碎
？How can we be sure that we already have been shattered by the Lord?
我们一生能否真正被主破碎外面的人，而让基督活出来
？Is it possible for us to truly be shattered so that Christ can live out?
有什么自我检查的方法让我知道我朝着对的方向前进？
Is there any way of inspecting ourselves to know that we're going on the right way?
在现实中有没有成功的例子？
And actually, in today's day, has there been any successful example?
这个问题应该只有江念回答才对。
Actually, Brother Kong should answer this.
不过呢，我们都知道这个主要针对江念，我有一段的话，特别是讲到。有宝贝放在瓦器里那一段。
And it is referring, of course, when our brother Kong mentioned about the treasure hidden in an earthen vessel.
那瓦器，如果宝贝在瓦器。
If the treasure is in an earthen vessel.
人只看见瓦器，人看不见。
Man only sees the vessel, not the treasure.
但是保罗能够经历那个里面那个宝贝的能力。
But Paul can experience the.Power of that treasure that was
inside. 所以圣灵一定在瓦器身上工作。
So the Holy Spirit does that work in the vessel.
所以我们弟兄提到，那么人如果经过破碎，那么自然就让里面的宝贝能让世人看见。
And our brother mentioned that once that vessel is broken, then that treasure can be seen.
所以这里重点重在破，不重在碎。
So here the emphasis on the breaking, not the shattering.
目的是。不管圣灵怎么做
doesn't matter what the Lord does,
你只要在我们身上有十字架的裂痕
if you have the marks of the cross,
人就看见主了
then man will see Christ.
所以这是原则性的话
that is where the,
那现在我们试着来帮助回答这个问题
so let's try to help answer this question.
那其实在圣经里面有好多种说法来讲的同样的经历
So many in the Bible, there are many examples that point to the same experience.
那么有一个说法呢，我们知道是在什么呢？是在希伯来书第四章呢。
So one explanation can be found in Hebrews chapter
4. 你记不记得希伯来第四章那里讲到神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
Do you see that his in Hebrews 4 it mentions that his word is living and active?
然后后面讲到一句话就是。叫后面讲的一句话这两人的利剑甚至是魂与灵骨节与骨髓都能刺入口腔
And then it actually says sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit
所以这里很清楚讲到破碎的工作。
Here very clearly we see this matter of breaking.
因为讲的破，重点重在灵跟魂能够分开。
So this breaking, the emphasis is that the soul and the spirit can be separate.
讲到瓦器的破碎。
When we talk about the breaking of the vessel,
就是说神在我们的外面的人，叫我们更多的减少。
It means that our outer man needs to decrease.
所以现在就是我们怎么知道我们灵跟魂分开了
How do we know that our soul and our spirit are separate?
这不是一天到晚你就注意它什么时候灵跟魂分开
You don't know, always try to look how those two are divided.
也不是问说我到底什么时候我被破碎了。
Or you don't ask the question, when am I to be broken?
那么在属灵的经历里面最重要的一件事，不要许多时候落在自我省察的里面。
So in the spiritual matters, the important thing is to not be self-introspective.
因为你想的自我省察，你就希望活在自己的光里。
Because when you introspect yourself, you're living in your own light.
因为在主的话里面，就在神的光里面，我们才能看见。
Because only in His light do we see light.
所以现在应该怎么做呢？
So what do we do?
非常的简单。
Very simple.
因为这里告诉我们说，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
Here it says that it is active and living His word.
那么当希伯来书作者讲这一段话的时候，
So when the Hebrew author wrote this,
原来是有个背景。
There was a background.
为什么就讲了神的话像两刃的利剑呢？
Why does he say that it is like a two-edged sword?
然后讲的骨节跟骨髓都能刺入剖开呢？
And speaks of joints and marrow.
那么原来是讲到祭坛上的故事。
Because it's referring to the story on the altar.
你知道当祭司把燔祭放在祭台上的时候，
Do you know when the priest prepares the sacrifice on the altar?
他是把一头牛放在上面。
He puts an ox on the altar.
那么每一个祭司呢，他们都学会一个工作。
Every priest has learned one function.
每一个祭司都是最好的屠夫。
And they are the best butcher.
他知道什么地方骨节，什么地方是骨髓。
They know where is the joint, where is the marrow.
所以这个时候呢，祭司的刀一下到祭牲，就祭物里面去。
So when the priest cuts through the animal,
他知道什么地方是骨节，什么地方是骨髓。
He knows where the joint is. He knows where the marrow is.
然后就把整头牛就切一块一块一块。
And then he is able to cut this ox into different pieces.
然后再把它蒸在一起。
And then you can combine them together.
然后用火来焚烧。
And then burn it with fire.
所以这个就是那个背景。
That is the background.
那么现在问题在这里。
So here's the
problem. 如果我们真的把自己放在祭坛。
If we put ourselves on the altar.
你不要分析太多。
Don't think too much.
你只愿意把自己身体当作活祭。献给神。
You want to consecrate your body as a living sacrifice.
那我们的主就不放弃。
And our Lord is the high priest.
什么时候我们读主的话？
Whenever we read His words.
神的话就像两刃的利剑。
His word is like a two-edged sword.
不知道什么时候。
We don't know when.
也许在聚会里。
Maybe during the meeting.
也许你守晨更的时候。
Maybe during devotion.
神的话就来了。
God's word arrived.
那句话就是大祭司手里那把刀。
That word is like the knife in the priest's hand.
他知道什么时候能够叫骨节跟骨髓分开。
He knows when to divide the joints and the marrow.
很自然的，灵跟魂就分开。
Very naturally, the soul and spirit are divided.
要紧的不是分析自己。
So the important thing is not self-introspection.
要紧的是要做一个奉献。
The most important thing is to be a consecrated one.
好，我想这是一个问题。
That's the first question.
那第二个问题。
Second question.
就是他说有两个说法，关于教育两个说法，他心中有困惑。
So there are two explanations about the church.
一个是教会两千年来已经有很多的偏离离开了神的旨意。
And that is, in this past 2,000 years, the church has left the way.
一个是教会要装饰整齐迎接新郎。
And one is, the church is to be made ready to welcome the bride.
所以现在问题就是，问题说，我不明白，那教会到底是越来越不好呢？还是真的在主回来以前就装饰整齐。
So I don't understand. Is the church actually deteriorating or is it actually being made ready?
那神的工作到底什么时候才大功告成？
So when is God's work going to be accomplished?
那我想这是很好的问题。
I think this is a very good question.
那么答案呢，就我所知道是这样。
As far as I know, the answer is,
当你读教会历史的时候，
when you read church history,
你看见这两个答案都是对的。
You see that both of these answers are correct.
一点都没有错。
No doubt.
你看见教会两千年历史就给我们看见了教会的荒凉史。
Throughout 2,000 years, we've seen the desolation of the church.
你如果把你回到这个使徒行，你回到五旬节那个时候，
So when you turn back to Pentecost,
你看见今天教会的光景，实在是离开神的旨意太远。
You see the condition of the church today is indeed far from that view.
就在第一个世纪，
in the first century,
亚细亚的七个教会，
the seven churches in Asia,
有五个教会需要悔改。
five of them had to repent.
那我们以为悔改的道理不信的人说。
We thought that the teaching on repentance is only to unbelievers.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
七个教会有五个需要悔改。
Five out of the seven churches had to repent.
第一世纪。第一世纪是。
That is how it happened in the first century.
一直到今天还是这样。
And it's the same until today.
所以一点都没有错。
No doubt.
的确，教会两千年来越走越往下坡。
In the past 2,000 years, the church has been deteriorating.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
神就在这个时候呼召得胜。
God is during this time called the overcomer.
要借着一般的圣者。
And through these overcomers.
把神的见证重新带回。
To bring back and recover his testimony.
所以这个工作叫做恢复的工作。
This work is a work of recovery.
这就像什么呢？
What does it mean?
当你读路德记的时候。
Like when you read Ruth.
你记不记得拿俄米就跑到了摩亚地区？
Do you remember when Naomi went to Moab?
她说我出去的时候是满满的信心。
She said when I went out, I was full.
我回来的时候是空手的回来。
But when I come back empty handed.
所以可见当初她离开不是因为穷，是怕。
When she left, it wasn't because she was poor, but she was afraid to be poor.
结果因为这个缘故，现在她什么都没有。
And for this reason, now she has nothing.
你看见吗？现在走的时候，她的丈夫还在。
When she left, she still had a husband.
她的儿子在。
The children were still there.
不止一个死，有三个死。
Not only was there just one death, then there were three.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在是三个寡妇。
Now we have three widows.
所以在这个时候，你看见等着拿。
So when Naomi returned home,
你就想想看，
本来
迦南美地是给拿俄米。
Before Canaan was to be given to Naomi,
是应当做他的享受，做他的财产。
It was her inheritance.
但是因为她跑到摩亚地区，
but because she went to the land of Moab,
她就失去了那块。
She gave up that land.
所以后来你看见她怎么又得，又重新又好了呢？
And how did she recover?
那就是因为神做了恢复的工作。
And that is because the Lord did the work of recovery.
所以今天就在教会中工作。
So the work that the Lord is doing in the church.
有一部分就是拿俄米的。
Some it is part of it is the work of Naomi.
那条线是拿俄米的。
So that line is the line of Naomi.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在路德记里面不只有拿俄米一条线。
In Ruth, you don't only have the line of Naomi.
那是恢复的线。
And that is the line of recovery.
但就路德来讲。
But as to Ruth,
那个线是长进的线。
That line is the line of growth.
在教会历史里面。
In church history,
一点都没有错。
No doubt.
从第一世纪一直走到今天。
From the first century until today,
你能够找到拿俄米的线。
If you can find the line of Naomi,
你也能够找到路德的线。
You will also find the line of Ruth.
感谢主。我举个很简单的例子
，I give a simple example。
比方说，在教会历史里面，有一班人称作 Valdensi， 就是谷中的弟兄。
So in the church history, we know that there was a group called the Valdensis。
那这班弟兄们，他们从始祖时代就已经开始。
And they started in the apostolic age。
那么在基督教里面，认为七十个大异端里面最难办的是这一班弟兄。
So of the 70 heresies that the Catholic Church has to deal with, they thought this was the most difficult。
第一，这班人最多。
Because this was the most numerous。
第二，他们见证非常好。
There, secondly, the testimony was strong。
第三，他们的圣经比那些修士都还要熟。
Thirdly, they were very well versed in the scriptures。
所以他们觉得最难办的一班。
So they thought this group was very difficult to deal with。
他们从德国横跨德国的时候，不需要住在旅馆，你每天都可以住在弟兄的家。
When they crossed the Germany, they didn't have to stay at a hotel. They stayed with brothers and sisters.
所以这班人是谷中的弟兄。
These brothers and sisters are the.
他们老早就明白因信称义。
They understood what justification by faith.
因为他们根本就没有丢弃因信称义的真理。
Because they did not throw that truth away.
所以你看，他们一直到第十二世纪
，until the 12th century.
所以等到最后，他们读圣经读的教皇都受不了。
When they read the Bible, the Pope couldn't stand it.
就因着他们的缘故
，and because of them.
你知道说平信徒不可以读圣经。
You know the laity could not read the Bible.
原因就是因为这一班人缘故。
It was because of them.
所以我们知道这一班人是从 自古老的时候主就保守他们。
So from the very, very early days, God protected them.
所以后来改教的弟兄们 ，Reformation, 有一些 reform, 有一些改革的弟兄姊妹就和他们接触。
So then they met some reformers.
他们非常的高兴。
They were very happy.
不过这一班弟兄怎么说呢
？But what did these brothers say?
他说我们一开始就这样。
They said, when we started, we were already like
this.
When we started, we already were
being like
But because you left God's will,
所以现在你有归正，你现在有 reform.
Therefore, you have a reformation.
但是呢，蒙主保守，我们一直蒙到今天。
But we have been protected by the Lord's grace until this day.
很明显，这条线是路德的线。
So we see that this is the line of Ruth.
两个都有的。
And these two lines exist.
不过，今天我们要去寻找这班弟兄。
But we need to find these brothers and sisters.
我想，这个是，所以我们相信主的工作是一定会成就。
And we believe that his work will be finished.
因为在他回来以前
，before he is to return，
他要得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to gain a glorious church.
在人来看恐怕是很渺茫的。
For man is very busy.
再能不能，再人不能。
In man it's impossible.
但在神凡事都。
But all things are possible with God.
好，第三个问题。
And the third question.
这个问题就是说，这个末世啊，那个作恶的越来越恶。
So in these end days, the evil one is even more evil.
那么福音和教会在面对各种压力和张力之下
，So the gospel when it's faced with all these obstacles and people going after it,
会越来越兴旺呢，还是越来越衰微
？So does it become more prosperous or does it become weaker?
我想这个问题我们只能从主的话来回答。
We can only answer this with the Lord's word.
你知道说当福音刚刚开始的时候
，Do you remember when the gospel first began?
很明显的就是空间来说
，Very clearly as to space.
你知道特别讲的使徒行传，有好多的人从世界各地就到耶路撒冷来过节。
And you remember in Acts, many people from all over the world would come for the feast.
他们就听见福音了
，They listened to the gospel.
那就是五旬节的故事
，The story of Pentecost.
所以他们就回到了。他们原来来的地方。
And then they return back to where they came from.
所以如果你读《使徒行传》的话
，If you read Acts，
如果往西边就是罗马帝国
，To the west is the Roman Empire。
往东边就是中国人所说的安息王国
，To the
Parthian Empire
is the Parthian Empire。
那这个是中国人都知道的安息国
，And this is the Chinese people very familiar with it。
所以你看见圣经很清楚给我们看见，往西边有一班的人来过节，往东边有一班来过节。
So we see from the west and from the east there are people coming to go for the feast。
所以当福音开始传扬出去的时候
，So when the gospel was preached out，
就好像第一匹白马一样。
So it's like the first horse。
那起头呢是耶路撒冷。
First Jerusalem,
慢慢到撒玛利亚
to Samaria,
慢慢慢慢的就到了罗马帝国
to the Roman Empire,
慢慢就到了安息帝国
to the Parthian Empire,
但这个还是不是很大
but it's still not very big,
还不是全世界
it's not the whole world,
因为一直等到主回来的时候
until the Lord returns,
这个马要跑到尽头的
this horse will go all the way to the end.
所以如果我们要主知道主要回来
if we know the Lord is to return,
回来以前什么样的情形
what the condition is before you return,
你就知道说时间走到了尽头
When time comes to the end,
这就是圣经所说的末了
That is the end of days.
但要记得
But remember,
时间的尽头跟空间的尽头是连在一起
The end of days and the end of space is connected.
起初的福音是在耶路撒冷
The initial gospel was in the
然后撒玛利亚
Then Samaria.
然后最后呢是要到地极
Then into the uttermost ends of the world.
所以等到你到了空间的尽头的时候
So when you have reached the end of space,
你就知道说最后我们的主很快就要回来
You know the Lord is to return.
所以圣经有一句话，主有一句话
The Lord has a word.
当天国的福音传遍天下
When the word is spread, the word of the kingdom of God is spread throughout all the earth.
末日就来到了
Then the end of day is to come.
所以有一件是很清楚的
So very clear.
在时间的尽头以前
Before the end of time,
你一定会看见空间的尽头
You will see the end of space.
那么空间的尽头有一章的圣经是圣经中的预言
So end of space, there's a prophecy in the Bible.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章
And that is Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚四十九章给我们看的最后福音最后的传到底什么样的启示
So Isaiah 49 shows us the very end what the gospel looks like.
以赛亚四十九章有两个以色列
In Isaiah 49, there's two Israels.
一个以色列我们知道。
The one Israel we know.
还有一个以色列指着我们的主来说。
The other Israel refers to our Lord.
那他的使命是什么呢？
What is his commission?
尤其到时间快尽头的时候，他的使命是什么？
What is his mission at the very end?
所以第一告诉我们说。
First.
这个以色列人要到以色列来去聚集。
The people of Israel will go to gather in Israel.
那只是1948年。
And that was in
1948.
The people of Israel went back before the Lord. But the Bible says, this is a small thing.
不错，以色列很重要。
Israel is important.
但以色列不是神永远的。
But Israel is not God's eternal
plan. 教会才是神永远的。
The church is God's eternal
plan. 为什么呢？ Why? 因为我们主要做比这更大的事。
Because God is going to do something greater.
什么事呢？
What?
他要把救恩送到地。
He is going to give salvation to the ends of the earth.
主不止在耶路撒冷定为我们钉十字架。
Not only in Jerusalem was he crucified.
这两千多年来。
For these 2,000 years,
主也是他亲自把福音送到地极。
Our Lord Himself is sending the gospel out to the remotest areas of the earth.
你明白吗？
You understand?
你讲的以色列回到主的面前。
When you say the people of Israel are to return to Israel,
因为以色列一定被抛到地极。
Because they have been scattered to the remote.
现在神要把他从地极里面召回来。
But now the Lord is gathering them from the remote.
所以1949年开始。
In 1949,
你看见以色列就全世界106个国家里面就回来了。
106 countries the people of Israel came from back to Israel.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你本来不知道地极有多远。
You never thought how the ends of the earth were so far.
你看见以色列人漂流有多远。
You didn't know how far they were scattered.
你就知道了救恩要送到哪里。
But now you know where salvation is to be sent.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见一面讲到以色列到以色列那去聚集。
On one hand, gathering in Israel.
另一面，他要把救恩送到地极。
On the other hand, he is sending the gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以，让我们来到救恩的泉源。
So we can come to the source of salvation.
所以，很多这些我们这些蒙恩远方的人，我们就蒙恩就得救了。
And many of us from the Far East have been saved.
然后，当我们读到那段圣经的时候。
So when we read that,
那么你还记得那里有一段很重要的预言？
There's a very important prophecy.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他是这样说的。他说：“看哪、啊，这些人从远方来。”
He says, "Behold, these shall come from afar."
这些人从北方来。
These come from the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
这些人从秦国来。
And these from the land of Sinim.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主要回来以前。
This before the Lord is coming.
根据以赛亚的预言。
According to Isaiah's prophecy.
空间怎么样到了尽头
？How space will end?
所以这里的北方不是北方，是远方的北方。
This north means the furthest north.
指的苏联，指的美国说的。
Speaks of the Soviet, the Russia.
这里的西方不是指说你这个欧洲说的，是指的远西来说的。
The west doesn't mean Europe, it means the far west.
那么讲的东远东的时候。
And when it speaks of the far east.
特别讲到秦国来。
It speaks of the land of Sinai.
那为什么秦能够代表中国呢？
Why does this represent China?
我们知道中国的第一个大帝国是秦朝，就是秦始皇建。
And we know that the first empire in China was Emperor Qin.
在整个中国的帝国当中，清朝就结束了。
So after the Qing dynasty, everything was done.
从秦朝到清朝。
So from Qing to Qing.
这就代表中国。
This represents China.
而且清朝的人认为说他们是秦朝的后代。
And those from the Qing dynasty felt that they were their descendants.
你看神的话准确不准确？
Is God's word accurate?
这些人从秦国来。
All these came from the land of Sinai.
那这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
因为我们的主的使命两重的。
It is a twofold mission of the Lord.
第一，以色列到他们去聚集。
First, Israel is to be gathered in Israel.
第二，来到他救恩的泉源。
And then to come to the source of salvation.
所以这里预言有双重预言。
So here we have a double prophecy.
看啊，这些人从北方来。
See, they come from the north.
从西方来。
From the west.
从秦国来。
From the land of
Israel. 为
什么？
他们来到以色列那里去聚集。
They gathered together in Israel.
他们本来是在中国。
They used to be in Israel.
他们在开封，是开封的犹太人。
They used to be the Jews in 开封。
所以后来呢，他们就到1948年都到他那里去聚集。
And they went to Israel in 1948.
所以弟兄姊妹， 这些预言果然应验。
And these prophecies were fulfilled.
1948年以后
After 1948,
这个以色列当局特别派人到上海去。
Those from Israel sent people to Shanghai.
所以就发给他们回到以色列的证明。
And then allow them to give them documents to go back to Israel.
最少5000人从中国回去。
So at least 5,000 went back from China to Israel.
这话是非常非常准确。
So these words are very accurate.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
到了主要回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
请大家记得。
Let us remember.
因为他是要把救恩送到地。
Because he is the one to send the gospel to the ends of the world.
所以没有想到。看了这些人从北方来
See that these came from the north.
所以1989年你看你说柏林围墙就倒塌了
In 1989 the Berlin Wall fell.
所以这些人从苏联来
These came from the Russia.
他们从远方来
They came from far.
为什么
north.
来到救恩的泉源
They came to the source of salvation.
但是最叫人惊讶的
But the most amazing thing.
中国人拜了多少千年的偶像
Chinese people have worshipped idols for many
years.
But one word, from the land of Sinim.
诸天啊，应当欢呼。
Shout for joy, O heaven.
大地啊，应当快乐。
And rejoice, O earth.
众山啊，应当发声歌唱。
Break forth into joyful shouting.
因为耶和华已经安慰。
For the Lord has comforted his people.
妇人焉能忘记他吃奶的婴孩。几乎忘记了，我却不忘记你。
Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will never forget you.
这些故事就发生在我们里面。
These stories happened before our own eyes.
我们这次能够聚在一起。
The reason we can gather together
就是这些预言的证明。
And that is the proof of these prophecies.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
教会是有前途的。
The church.Has a future.
福音是有前途。
The gospel has a future.
虽然世界逼迫我们。
Even though the world persecutes us.
他们把枝子统统砍掉。
Even though they cut down all the limbs.
但要记得。
But remember.
这棵树的根是在天上。
The root of the tree is in heaven.
所以寻道者的种子乃是寻道的血乃是教会的种子。
So the blood of the martyrs are the seed of the church.
如果大家今天有机会到意大利去
If you are able to go to Italy today,
靠近 Naples, 拿不勒斯附近
Near Naples.
你知道尼禄从前有个夏宫夏天的皇宫
You know that Nero had a summer palace there.
现在尼禄也不见了
Nero's gone.
尼禄皇宫几乎看不到了
You can't see that palace
但到今天你还看一个无花果树
But there you can see a fig tree.
那个无花果树根是在上面
And the thing about this fig tree is the root is on the top and the limbs are at the bottom. Isn't God a humorous God? The Roman Empire wants to destroy the church. 300 years.
结果神的教会征服了罗马。
And yet the church conquered the Roman Empire.
让我们记得。
Let us remember.
虽然是外面环境来说。
Even though outwardly speaking,
有很多的压力，很多的张力。
There's many pressures.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
根据主自己的话。
According to his own word.
但他回来以前。
Before he returns.
你看这些人从北方来。
Those will come from the north.
这些人。从秦国来
Those who come from the land of
Sinim. 所以，但愿我们从主的话里面得到安慰
May we be comforted with his word.